My name is Aaron Rekefet. Here we are in Yerushalayim HaKodesh at the Gris Kolel, where I've been teaching since the day it opened back in 1978 when a formal program began. I'm happy to say a few words in honor of Yeshivat HaKotel. Three of my own grandsons did Hesda through Yeshivat HaKotel. I want to begin with a little true story. Back in Hanukkah 1968, there was a reception for Reb Shneur Katel, the Rosh Yeshiva of Lakewood, a fundraiser in the Essex County area. Some of you may know that I was the rabbi, the first rabbi of the first Orthodox shul. I built an Orthodox shul in suburban Essex County that Baruch Hashem exists until today. Beth Ephraim, Maplewood Jewish Center. It was on the border of Maplewood and South Orange. I was not only invited to this event, but asked to be one of the speakers, as I had studied in Lakewood, and I knew the Rosh Yeshiva yet from my days in Lakewood, learning with Rabbi Aaron Cutler, his father, and I can actually say I was practically a ben bayit in Reb Shneur's home. Knowing I was going in Aliyah, and it was right after the Six-Day War, I gave a talk based upon a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph, B'kesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'asot Chizkiyahu Mashiach V'sancherev Shkog U'magog Amra Midat Adin Lepnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribayne Shel Olim U'ma David Melech Yisrael She'amah Kamesh Shirat V'tishpachot Lefanecha Lo Asito Mashiach Chizkiyahu She'asito Lo Kol Anisim Halolu below Amma Shira Lafanecha Tasem Mashiach, and a very pertinent, very insightful Gemara that it would appear from this Gemara that B'chol Davada, there's someone who's eligible to be Mashiach, someone who's great, and Chizkiyahu HaMelech, a great Marbitz Torah, those of you who know Chazal and the stories they tell about him, and he failed, he didn't say proper shira b'tishpacha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I mentioned from this Gemara we see that when God does great things for us, we're obligated to respond accordingly and not to show that we don't totally appreciate the miracles that the Ribbono Shel Olam has done for us. And I mentioned that Baruch Hashem, following the Six-Day War, we are responding positively. So many American Jews, Anglo-Jews, are planning Aliyah, and we've learned from this Gemara to not make the mistake of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, but to say, Shirot v'tishpachot Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can tell you that Reb Shneur was not that pleased with my talk. I could see on his face. And he told me afterwards, Min daf gut fashtein pshat in de Gemara. We have to really understand pshat in the Gemara. Well, I can tell you until today, I still hold that my pshat is one of the possible interpretations of the Gemara. And of course, what does it mean, shirat v'tishpachat? So let me say over a thought that Rav Avram Yitzchak HaKohen Cook expressed in writing many years ago, probably on to 100 years ago, when he was dealing with the youth and all that was happening, the reawakening, and he spoke in terms of Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh Ir HaGvura. And he explained himself that generally speaking, when people speak at Yerushalayim, they take Yerushalayim to mean the holy city. And he said, yes, absolutely, it is the holy city, but in addition, it's the capital city, the city of gevura, of power, of greatness, temporal greatness, and Yerushalayim has to have both aspects in it in order to be successful. And he explained, quoting the Psukim in Yirmiyahu, which we just read in the Haftorah, Tveikut Bashem Halach Vekarata Beasne Yerushalayim. I'm quoting Yemiyahu Bet Psukim Beit Gimel. Ko Amar Hashem Zochati Lachesed Nurayach Ahavat Klulotayach Lech Teichacharay Bamidba Bieretz Lo Zarua Kodesh Yisrael Hashem. And of course, in this pasuk, we speak of Yerushalayim, the holiness, the sacredness, a pasuk that we quote in the Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. And what is so magnificent that the Jew, throughout his history, at times happiness, at times sadness, at times greatness, at times we're being punished and tortured, but we never forgot Yerushalayim, willing to follow God, the message, what Yerushalayim means, Ir HaKodesh. And ultimately, when you speak of Yerushalayim in these terms, Kodesh Yisrael HaHashem, the source of holiness, Kedusha, the city, the people, the Jewish people, and Yerushalayim. But there's another side to Yerushalayim. Yeshayo Samach Bet Pasuk Vav, Al Chomotayach Yerushalayim Hifkadati Shomrim, Kol Hayom V'Chol HaLayla. And this concept is not Yerushalayim only Ir HaKodesh, but this concept is force, army, Shomrim, soldiers, Tzva Hagana LeYisrael. We need both. As a matter of fact, Rav Kook cited a very beautiful Gemara, Baba Kama Daf Tzadi Zayin Amid Bet. Tanu Rabbanon, Ezehu Madbeya Shel Yerushalayim. It talks about the coins, a whole little Gemara dealing with beautiful coins. And what is the coin of Yerushalayim? David Ushlomo Mitzad Echad. Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh Mitzad Echad. On one side of the coin, the words imprinted, Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, the holy city. You flip the coin, a pipsha, a replica of David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech. What do these two kings represent? They represent the Gevura al Chomotayach Yerushalayim Yifkadati Shomrim. Under David HaMelech v'Shlomo HaMelech, Yerushalayim was the focal point of Jewish existence. It was the capital city filled with strength and power. The Gemara in Yevama, Tav Chavdalet Amid Bet, Lo Kiblu Gerim, Lo bimei David v'lo bimei Shlomo. The Rambam paskins like this. Very interesting Rambam, not for now. But during the time, it's Hilchat Yisribiya, at the time in Yerushalayim, it was so powerful that people wanted to convert, not because they were, the Rabbanim were chayshish, not because of love of Yiddishkeit, but out of fear for the Jewish army, the Jewish people, the Jewish kings, David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech. It was not a conversion l'shem shamayim, and it was a conversion out of yira, being frightened that Israel, Jerusalem, was so powerful. And that's the coin, both aspects of Yerushalayim. Mitzad achad Ir HaKodesh, Mitzat Hasheni, a replica of the visage of David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech. As a matter of fact, I can add to this that just what we said Friday night, Lecha Dodi, you have exactly both concepts in Lecha Dodi. Migdash Melech, Yemelucha, Kumi Mitzi Mitoch HaChavecha, Rav Lav Shemet B'Emet Chabakha, V'Hu Yachmol Alayach Hemla. We turn to Yerushalayim. How do we refer to the city? Migdash Melech, the source of holiness. Kedusha, Migdash, Melech. And then we add on, Ir HaMelucha. Ah, Ir Melucha already, temporal greatness, power, army, the capital. And you have both aspects. So if we take this thought and compare it and use it to complement, to supplement the Gemara regarding Chizkiyahu HaMelech, God did tremendous miracles. What happened in the Six-Day War, the whole Jewish nation reawakened. Who would ever dream that subsequently there'd be hundreds of thousands of Balei Tshuva all over the Jewish world, that the Russian Jewish community consisting of millions, totally annihilated, cut off, would reawaken and come back to the Jewish people, B'lei V'Nefesh. At the time of the Six-Day War, how many Jews were there in Israel? Under 2 million, 1.5 million. And take a look today in 2020, we are very rapidly heading for 7 million halachic Jews, al Admat HaKodesh. I'm not counting those that are not totally Jewish and have Jewish blood in them, the Chok HaShvut, one grandparent was Jewish, but halachically, we're talking in terms 7 million Jews, and it keeps on expanding and going further, Baruch Hashem. If you want to respond properly, then you need both the Kedusha and both the Gevura, all that is involved in coming home and building a country in consonance with all that has represented Jewish survival since the Ribbono Shel Olam came down in Mount Sinai and gave us the Torah and the second great covenant, first with Avraham Avinu, which was on an individual basis with Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Matan Torah, and afterwards going into Eretz Yisrael, that completed the Jewish position, the Jewish uniqueness, that we're not only individually Jews, but the whole concept of Kehilat Yisrael, Am Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael, Adat Yisrael, Kahal Yisrael, the total concept of Jewish peoplehood, of the Jewish nation. And this, of course, is what happened after the Six-Day War, and no one typifies it more than Yeshivat HaKotel. Yeshivat HaKotel, they were the first ones back in the old city. You have to give credit to Rabbi Aryeh Bina, who was a mere yeshiva boy, and came in Aliyah and worked as a farmer in the full sense of Torah v'derech Eretz, or Torah v'avoda, Torah Mada, call it what you wish. Later went on to teach in Israel, establish basic institutions, perhaps the first real yeshiva high schools in the state of Israel, emulating what happened in America 105 years ago when my cousin Rabbi Dr. Dov Rebel established Talmudical Academy. And then in the old city, the Yeshiva Gavoha, Yeshiva Takotel, Lekavod, Ule Tiferet. And what does Yeshiva Takotel represent? Yeshiva Takotel, you have a total blend of Kedusha and Gevura. You have on one hand the yeshiva that you come out of the building and you can view the Kotel HaMaravi, the last remnant vestige of the outer wall that surrounded Har HaBayit. I need not tell you what the Kotel HaMaravi is to the Torah people, to the Jewish people, to the state of Israel, Kedusha in the full sense of the word. But in addition, Yeshivat Hesder, it is Hesder with the army, where yeshiva boys go and fight and lead and become officers and set the pace for Tzva Haganah Yisrael, which, what an achievement. This is Gevurah. What type of people are we? Where do we come from? Who fought? Who raised the gun? If someone would have told me 60 years ago that a day will happen when I'll fight in two wars for the Jewish people, that I'll serve in the IDF, 15 years I did reserve duty, that I would work for Nativ, the branch of the Mossad that operated behind the Soviet Union, I would have looked at them. I'm frightened. I'm scared. But this is the miracle. Wow, a yeshivat Hesder, HaKotel, a history of service, of sacrifice, of greatness, of Gevura. What a beautiful synthesis between Kedusha and Gevura, between the yeshiva and the Hesder. And here I'll share with you a story that one of the most unique moments in my life happened as a result of my telling this story in 1977 in a suburb of Detroit. And of course, it's a well-known story. Those of you who know the history of Torah and Magidim in Europe before all was destroyed, as you know, in the United States of America, Moshe Rabbeinu could not be a practicing rabbi. He studied. To be a rav in America, one has to know how to speak. And in Europe, the rabbanim didn't know how to speak. Their job was to learn the Paskin Shailas, to write Sfarim, Baruch Ato Adonai Melech Olam Shekhon Yevet Verao. My Rebbe, Rav Soloveitchik, would often talk about his grandfather, Rav Chaim, that Rav Chaim once went up to give a tshuva drasha, and when the Rabbanim did speak, it was Shabbos HaGadol, Shabbos Tshuva, and at the end of a few minutes, broke down and cried, walked off, and never spoke again in public. And they asked him, Vasi, Vasos Ketrafen, what happened? What bothers you? And he says, I, Chaim, am going to give Musa. Who am I? What am I? Am I on a pedestal that I have the right to rebuke and reprimand and encourage such wonderful Jews to do tshuva? I can't do it. Nisht famir. And he stepped off. So you had Jews want to hear a drasha. I see today some which is available on the computer. I see people doing housework and listening all the time to Rabbanim, to Yud Torah, and they want to hear a drasha. So you had itinerant magidim who went from city to city. And there was a magid, he came went from city to city. He was in Grodno. I heard the story about Grodno, afterwards about Brisk. And this was a time, the turn of the century, 120 years ago, when we were fighting secular Zionism. Torah world was very frightened, what will be with the secular Zionist, and it's uprooting Torah, and their settlements in Israel, they're not observant. And there was a tremendous machloket, tremendous polemics, that to a certain degree exist until today, although Baruch Hashem, it's a very changed picture 120 years later. And this magid got up, and at the end of the drush, he says, and let me explain, they're talking about Zionism and Eretz Yisrael and reclaiming the land, and all right, we're going to fight the Arabs, we have to take over the land, and we're going to have a Jewish army, and we have a Jewish army, we're going to renounce anyone between the ages of 20 to 50, line up in the center of town, But now we're getting ready to fight. We have to have a Kohen Mishuach Tochama. We have to follow what the Torah says. And the Kohen will get up and will say, Mi Hayish, who is the person that is getting married? Suddenly 25,000 young men, there were 100,000 who showed up, 25,000 disappeared. They're getting married, they're dreaming of getting married, they got married, fine. Who's the person who planted a vineyard? Another 25,000 disappear. They planted, they didn't plant, they're dreaming of planting, they bought the seeds, gone. Miish bana bayit, built a new house, this one built, this one took a mortgage, this one is negotiating, etc. Another 25,000 disappear. Then, mi hayisha yorei v'racha laivav, who is frightened? Chazal already said, the Gemara in Sota, Bavli, Yerushalmi, that what does it mean, soch ben tefillah, that he put on tefillin shel yad, and he spoke before he put on the tefillin shel rosh. He spoke between yishtabach to yotzeah. Oh boy, anyone who did a sin like this, get out of here. You're not fit for battle. God will not save you. Ribbono shel Olam, when they heard already the level of frumkeit that dismisses you, kimat 25,000 people walked away. And who was left? Four people were left. The Chafetz Chaim, the Netziv, the Gera Rebbe, the Belzer Rebbe, and the Dashen ended off, min machen milchama. And everyone was hysterical with these four were going to go to war. So, and I said, look what we have today, the miracle of Tzva Haganah LeYisrael, of Yeshivat Hesed, of Yeshivat HaKotel. You should know, when I finish speaking, a man in a wheelchair over 100 years of age was wheeled up. He lifted himself up, grabbed me with his two arms, fell on my shoulders and cried, Wie kennst du das, an Americani Jingle? How do you know this? How do you know the story? And he said, Ich hab gewen badabai. I was there in Grodno when that market spoke, and that's exactly what happened, and everyone was laughing, and even Reb Shimon Shtop was laughing. Let me add an addendum that is said that later the same market came to Brisk. And everyone is laughing, and Reb Chaim Brisk says, "Was lachen? Say, what are they laughing? I don't understand them." Mitzay bala mimachin mulchame bala mekamfin with the Chafetz Chaim and with Chacham Spector of the Netziv and the Belz and the Gera, we'll go to war and we'll win. Ashreinu shezachinu, such a beautiful synthesis of kedusha and gevura. Yeshivat HaKotel. And I want to end off, I want to tell another true story with Divrei Torah. Alright, this is Eretz Yisrael, this is the uniqueness, this is Yerushalayim. Here's where ultimately we know how to say Shira and Tishbachot and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're able to develop Jewish existence on the highest level, both Kedusha in the sense of spiritual Kedusha and Gevura in the sense of temporal Jewish strength and power. And when you have those two, you have a Jewish state and you have Yerushalayim and you have the heart of the Jewish world reaching out all over the diaspora, which slowly but surely is turning and coming and going to Eretz Yisrael. And here I want to tell you a little story. My first year when I came in Aliyah to Israel, 69, so I worked for the encyclopedia, was a staff editor. They actually gave me a contract in the United States, and in 69 as well, a new school first began that changes the course of Anglo-Torah history, BMT, Beit Medrash LaTorah, a school that already is history, and I'm the sole surviving member of the original faculty. In 71, I went back to teaching full-time, and I also started teaching in Michlala. I had an Israeli class, I remember it was a postgraduate class, and I had a very bright young lady. She later marries a young man from Switzerland, Rabbi Avraham Abba Weingart. He's Rabbi Doctor. And I got to know them very well. They later came back to Israel and don't live far from me. And he's devoted his life to perpetuating his Rebbe's memory, the famous Sri Deyesh, Rabbi Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg. And if you open up the Sri Deyesh, and I'm quoting from the original edition, Chelek Gimel, Siman Pei Daled, he reproduces the drasha his Rebbe gave at his bar mitzvah. And that drasha, which the Sri Deyesh gave, he's from Pashat Shoftim in Devarim, Perikov, Pasuk Yutet, when the Torah talks about laying siege to a city, and you shouldn't knock down trees. Ki hadam eitz ha-sadeh, lavo mifpanecha b'matzar, and the Torah says, is a tree like a human being? It's not an enemy. It's not someone you're fighting, and you shouldn't destroy the tree. But you see from the Pasuk in the Torah, Rabbi Yechiel Weinberg said that there is a comparison between a tree and a human being. What is the comparison? In order for a tree to produce good fruits, to be healthy, it needs two ingredients, two aspects of existence: good soil and good air. And Rabbi Yechiel Yaakov said, a human being too needs good soil and good air. And he says to this little bar mitzvah boy, to the young Rabbi Avraham Abba, he says to this young man, in Gullis, in Switzerland, elsewhere, remember Rabbi Yechiel Yaakov had yet studied in Slabodka, yet was a Talmud Mufak of Reb Natan Zvi Hinkel of the Alter of Slabodka. He says, in Gullis, occasionally you have good air. You come into a Beis Medrash, you come into a yeshiva. The atmosphere is good. The learning is good. The davening is good. But the soil is never Jewish. It's never yours. You can never be secure upon alien soil. But in this, the state of Israel, I called Rabbi Yechiel Yaakov, and he says, but Bishvil Yehudi Tov, there's only one place to live. That is in the land of Israel. Shem HaKol Kodesh, HaKol Yehudi, HaEretz, HaAvir, HaSviva, HaBayit VaHashuk. And this is the ultimate achievement. The Jew comes home to the land of Israel, comes home to his soil, comes home where both the soil and the atmosphere can be turned in to Kedusha and Gevura, the ultimate goal, the ultimate desire of Jewish existence and Jewish continuity. And there's no better example for us than Yeshiva HaKotel. Thank you very much. B'sorat tovat aleinu v'al kol Yisrael.